Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zechariah 9:9-12. The prophecy of Zechariah chapter 9, the verses 9-12. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. My theme for reflection is prisoners of hope and a king on a donkey. Prisoners of hope and a king on a donkey. If a president arrived in your capital city today riding a bicycle instead of a bulletproof limousine, most of us would assume something had gone badly wrong. Important people, we think, should look important. Zechariah 9:9-12 gently but firmly laughs at that assumption and replaces it with a different vision of power. Israel has seen its temple burned, its king dethroned, and its people ruled by one empire after another. The dream of a just Davidic kingdom seems finished. The problem is not just political disappointment, it is spiritual exhaustion. Generations have prayed, and nothing seems to change. Under that weight, it is easy either to give up hope or to look for a savior who comes with tanks and war horses. Into that world, God speaks, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." This king is truly triumphant, but he is also Ani, lowly, identified with the poor and oppressed. He does not increase the noise of war. He will cut off the chariot, and the battle bow shall be broken and command peace to the nations. Power is not abolished, but redefined. Authority that refuses brutality, victory expressed as peace, kinship lived in solidarity with the vulnerable. Isaiah 61:1-2 shines light on this promise. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. The same God who anoints a bringer of freedom in Isaiah now calls the returned exiles in Zechariah prisoners of hope. People still locked in unjust systems, yet stubbornly refusing to let go of God's future. Jürgen Moltmann once wrote, "Those who hope in Christ can no longer put up with reality as it is, but begin to suffer under it to contradict it." Christian hope is not escapism, it is holy refusal. We refuse to accept that domination, racism, corruption, or endless war are the final word. We contradict them by clinging to the humble king who rides toward the places of violence rather than away from them. For us Christian people, Zechariah's vision converges with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Christ chooses a donkey, not because he is cute and gentle, but because he is publicly claiming the role of God's promised king and standing with the poor on his way to confront temple injustice and imperial violence. Humility here is not hiding, it is courageous, costly love. What does this mean for us today? To follow this king is to become prisoners of hope in our own cities and villages, people who refuse both despair and cheap optimism, who listen to the cries of those imprisoned, whether in actual cells, detention centers, abusive homes, war zones, or the silent prisons of depression and shame, and who work in small and large ways for a more just world. We don't control history, but we align ourselves with the one whose light is already breaking in. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I quietly accepted reality as it is instead of holding on as a prisoner of hope to God's promise of justice and peace? Number two, who around me today is living as a prisoner, socially, emotionally, or literally, and how might Christ be calling me to stand with them? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Choose one concrete act of hopeful solidarity this week. Write to or visit someone in a prison, a lonely neighbor, a marginalized family, someone in detention or hospital. Listen to their story without rushing and bring a small sign of Christ's peace, a prayer, a gift, or practical help. Lord Jesus, humble King who rides toward our pain, not away from it, free us from cynicism and fear. Make us prisoners of hope, bound to your promise of justice and peace. Open our eyes to the oppressed in our communities, soften our hearts to stand with them, and strengthen our hands to act in love. As we follow you, may our lives echo your gentle, courageous kingship until the day when all prisoners are free and your peace fills the earth. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.